dangerous. Well, I'm gonna send the spies, you.
Morning has broken.
She loves me. She loves me lots. She loves me. She loves me lots.
Well,
she loves me.
I've finished the new cow competition. I'm going to win a 4 tippets any minute. It's quite easy, really. All you've got to do is match up 6 pictures of famous noses with 6 pictures of famous bogies. Thought that'd shock you. Well, it's not true, because then you've got to say in 10 words what cornflakes mean to you. So I put cornflakes, 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 cornflakes. Pathetic.
You never win, Vivian.
Why not?
It's only 9 words.
Corn flakes.
Anyway, you'll still never win, because nothing interesting ever happens to us.
Stop being so boring, Rick.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? That's very nice. Coming from someone as boring as you.
Look, can you two guys stop hustling each other? I'm getting really bored with it, all right?
Oh, dear me! Poor old Neil's getting bored. The most boring person in the whole world's finally getting a taste of his own medicine.
Listen, I think we're overdoing the boredom motif in this conversation. It's time for us to extend our vocabulary.
All right, all I said, yeah, Mike...
We heard what you said, and it was very boring.
Pip, I thought we decided...
Yes, you decided, Michael!
Guys! Guys! Look at us. Squabbling. Bickering. Like children. What's happening to us?
We never used to be like this.
Yes, we did. Yeah, he's right, Rick. We've always been like this.
Well, yes, I know, but that's just exactly my point. Nothing ever changes. Nothing ever happens to us.
Monopoly?
Yes. Ah, Mike, landing on the old Kimbo. That's mine. Vince, come on, pay up now.
All right. I think the Mike Exchequer can handle a debt of £4.
Hey, wouldn't it be amazing if all this money was real?
That is the single most predictable and boring thing that anybody could ever say whilst playing Monopoly.
What about Vivian? I could say Vivian, couldn't I? That'd be pretty boring.
You have 1 second prize in a beauty contest. Smash Rick over the head with the bank.
He did not say that, Michael. Vivian is cheating.
Mike.
No, he's right, Rick. That's exactly what it says.
In biro, Mike, in biro, over the top of the pin.
But we have to change the rules because Monopoly's so boring.
Congratulations. It is your birthday. You may set fire to Rick's bed.
Good one.
Get out of jail free. You may keep this card, sell it, or stick it up Rick's bottom.
Vivian, you've ruined the game. I was bored.
Yeah, well, that's nothing. Neil got so bored he's gone down to the garden to kill himself. And it's his go.
You're a spade. I always call him that. From Monopoly to the grave, the most interesting thing that ever happens to me is sneezing. I wish I was Magnus Magnusson.
Hey, Neil. Sitting round a Monopoly board may be a great way of spending Christmas, but I don't want to wait that long.
No, Mike, it's all right. I'm just digging a grave. I don't think I'm going to kill myself today, actually, but just in case, you know.
Hello.
world where nothing boring ever happens and be a real piss-up.
Ah, the man in the time machine has just returned with the actual video of the birth of Christ. Would you care to...
Not now, minion.
Also next door, the Rolling Stones are making a new album, while two hippopotamus make love underneath the piano.
The king is bored shitless with interesting things. And so am I.
What I want is to meet someone who is totally and utterly mind-numbingly boring. But I suppose I never will.
I suppose it's because I'm so mind-numbingly boring that I never get to meet any interesting people.
Oh, so you've decided to come in now, have you, Neil? Well, we've finished playing Monopoly now, and you've lost.
Oh, I'm amazed I lasted as long as I did.
There's someone at the door, Rick.
Someone at the door, Vivian.
Someone at the door, Neil.
There's someone at the door, Mike.
I know. There's someone at the door, Rick.
There's someone at the door, Vivian.
There's someone at the door, Mike.
There's someone at the door, Neil.
Well, don't look at me. I'm in Paris.
You haven't left the house all day.
Vivian, you ever heard of cloning?
No.
Oh, that's good. Would you swear to that?
Certainly.
If that's what you want.
Big jobs.
Ow!
Hey, guys. Great idea. Listen, why don't we, right, decide who's going to answer the door, right? And then that person could, like, go and answer it, right? And then find out who it is and who they want to see, right? And then, like, come back in here and tell whoever it is that there's somebody who wants to see them, yeah?
Neil, do
what?
Me a favour.
What?
Die.
So I suppose I'll just have to go and answer it myself, as usual.
Billy Bolovsky. Yes, so who needs pleasure? Hello, Billy. How are the trees?
Who called a taxi?
What do you want, Billy? You got a message from Mr. Bolovsky?
I'm Mr. Bolovsky.
No, your brother, Jertsy. You got a message from him?
Got a piece of paper? Whoever called the taxi, they can have the message.
All right. I called the taxi.
Okie dokie, Skip. Where do you want to go?
I don't want to go anywhere.
Well, what the bloody hell do you call a taxi for? I had to come all the way from Brazil for this, you know. Stop it out of me wages. You know how much a taxi driver is? I can't even afford to buy new shoelaces.
Well, it's a good job you're not the taxi driver then, isn't it?
It's a good job of wearing Wellingtons.
Look, just give us the note.
I'm thirsty.
It's in the cupboard. Oh, no, not the goldfish.
Don't worry, goldfish everywhere. I am, in fact, a stunt goldfish. In fact, by the time this program comes out, I shall be doing the new James Bond film. So, there's no need to write in.
Sure, they never read the letters anyway.
Pussycat. Here's your Uncle Billy. Here, what you doing in a bucket? Come on, everybody, let's play Daleks. Let's exterminate. Look, what am I now? Come on. Quick. Come on, what am I now?
A pain in the arse.
No, I'm a hairbrush, dolt. Okay, let's try another one. Here we go. What am I now? Come on.
Clinically insane.
No, Little House on the Prairie.
Billy.
Sir Billy.
Sir Billy.
Look, why don't you just go away?
Because I've got a message for you.
Then give it to us.
throat. Doesn't he get excited? Right, here we are. This is the message. I shall read it to you. Are we ready, clocks? Right, here we... Hang on. There's no words on this. Oh, I think they must have fallen off somewhere, so... Oh, no, it's all right. They're on the other side. That's okay, right.
Finders keepers, losers weepers.
Rick.
I've not always been mad, you know, but, I was actually driven mad by the indifference of architects and council planners. You see, I live in a tower block, and, the thing about those is there's a terrible noise problem because there's no noise insulation at all. You know, and eight floors below you, there's always some bastard who's got a Yamaha home organ, you know. You're just about to go to sleep and hear this. And, like, the people who live upstairs from me, I can't understand what they're doing. You know, I listen. And all I can hear is this weird noise and it goes, vroom, vroom, blem, blem, vroom, vroom, blem, blem. It sounds right. It sounds like two elephants on a motorbike riding round and round while a seal bangs a kipper on the table. I went upstairs to complain and the door was answered by this elephant in a crash helmet. Standing behind him is this seal going, what is it now? I don't know. It's just something cracked inside, you know. And I started thinking I was just a sponge, you know. And I just started getting very depressed and I just got all the way down, you know, all the way. And I just...
What does the note say, Mike?
Dear boys, don't let Billy near the goldfish bowl. Your friend and landlord, Jerzy Bolofsky.
There's no one there.
God, boring. I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Would Mr. Saunders like some cake?
Oh, yes, please.
There we are, then.
Oh.
That looks nice, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yes, thank you.
Anything wrong?
Well, I can't reach it.
It can't reach it. No problem. Oh, look. It's spilt stuff.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Who's a naughty boy, then? We'll have to get that cleaned up, won't we? Here, all go.
Yes, footman.
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 Pass me that can of lager, would you? Soon have it looking like a new bin. Yeah. Grillo bag.
Oh, no. No, please. Oh, no.
Let's give it some Barry Manilow.
Oh, no.
It really gets off on Barry. Orgo, any news of your promotion?
Oh, yeah. I've only got another 10 souls to collect and I'm eligible for a nice cushy job in admin. Mind you, it's taken me 5 millennia to get this spot. Because no one ever summons you up to earth with a name like Orgo. I mean, people don't say Orgo by accident. Oh, is it not loud enough?
Well, at least you're in with a chance. I mean, someone might say, shall we go to the theatre or go to the cinema?
Oh.
Or they might say, shall we go shopping or go... But no one ever says my name. No one ever says Footum. Why couldn't I be called William?
I don't know.
Here, look at this. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell. No room for me on the sofa as usual. I have to sit on the rickety chair. Oh, goody goody gumdrops. Just in time to watch Oh Crikey on ITV.
Oh, Rick. We were watching Bastard Squad.
Oh, were you? Oh, well, get up out of the sofa and go and turn it over if you want. I don't mind.
Oh, no, I've hurt my back.
Oh. What a shame.
You little sassy little bear. Run for the door, darling.
Why can't you?
I have my apron on. I go to the kitchen and take it off while you answer the door.
Right.
No, sister, no! Come here, knock! Sister, hold still! Sister!
right into my trap. Now you can sit on the rickety chair. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to sit here on the floor, if that's all right with you lot, then. All right, Mike, not in your way or anything, am I?
This is my favourite programme. It'll just be typical if it was interrupted by a newsflash about a siege or something like that.
We interrupt tonight's scheduled programme, the Bastard Squad, to bring you up-to-the-minute coverage of a siege which is now underway in North London. We join BBC's reporter Dan Prick on the spot.
Yes. A man believed to be a lunatic foreign terrorist, one of those greaseball-raving reds who seem to crop up everywhere since we stopped running the world, is now taking refuge in an insanitary slum dwelling in North London, the sort of place where you normally get squatters anyway. A police and army siege is now underway.
Oh, Christ. Boring. Look,
now we get a shot of a street for the next 4 hours. Nothing ever happens in these things. Well, if it does happen, we don't get to see it.
Yes, it looks as though something's happening now. The police and the army are moving in.
Right on. Rule Britannia.
Tiny figure in the middle distance jumps over a gate.
Rule Britannia.
They're dubbing that sand on. That's never real.
Why's the yellow Ford Anglia with flames up the side?
Well, that's a yellow Ford Anglia with flames up the side.
Yeah, but it's not mine, is it? God, that was a loud one.
Look, is anybody watching this?
Well, that looks like it. We're sorry not to bring you the Bastard Squad, but at least we got the mad coon with the gun, eh?
Hey, guys, why don't we eat? That'd be quite good, wouldn't it?
Yes, yes, eat, eat.
I wonder how many lentils I've ever eaten in my life.
Four.
No, it must be more than that, Viv. Lentils are really good, you know. No matter how many times you have them, they never get boring.
Neil, that's our tea! You've just blown up our tea!
Well, I didn't do it on purpose, Rick.
And we paid for that. 15 pence. Come on, pay up now. 15 pence.
But I haven't collected this week's money yet.
Well, that's hardly the point, isn't it?
But it was an accident, Rick. I mean, I just looked at it and it blew up, Rick. Well, there's still some on the wall. Maybe we could save some. Get some portions together for supper, then.
Let's do something. We're bored stupid.
Ha-ha! Rick didn't have far to go, did he?
I just knew you were going to say that.
That's a complete lie, you poof.
I knew you were going to say that, too.
You didn't know I was going to do that, did you?
All right, if you know, I didn't know that.
No. We're bored stupid, and now we've got nothing to eat. I think the time has come for us to go down to the pub.
Darling Carrot, could you ever love a cripple?
No, I don't think so.
Welcome to the house of fun. Now I've
going to?
Doner kebab.
Doner kebab, I've already eaten.
Oh, shit.
Try to have some fun. It's quicker if you run. This is a chemist, not a junkie shop. Party head, simple enough, clear. Comprehend, he said, he understand. Do you hear? A pack of party head with the color tip. Too late, the cuckoo's heard gossip. Well, hello, Joe, hello, Miss Crane. He had returns from the day.
Welcome to the house of fun. Now I've come up.
Do any of you lot know Summer Holiday by Cliff Richard?
Yeah.
You are, mate. I'll smash your face in.
I'll go sit over there.
It's an embarrassment.
Well, just as I expected, totally boring.
Yes, the service is terrible too. Waiter! Waiter! You, woman!
Look, it's all right, lads. I stole some money from Rick's bedroom this morning, so I'll get these. What would you like, Rick?
Coffee, please, Vivian.
This is a pub. They don't do coffee.
Oh, in that case, I don't particularly want anything, thank you. I don't think it's very clever or smart to drink, actually. I want to stay in control.
Mike?
Water, Vivian, in a straight glass.
Neil?
Just a bag of crisps, please, Viv, but, not meat-flavoured, because I don't abuse my body in the world I live in.
OK, I want a pint of water in a straight glass, a bag of roast ox crisps, and, mine's a baby shampoo.
Hello, Vivian.
Oh, hello, Mum.
Yeah, I didn't know you lived in London.
Yeah. How's Dad?
Oh, honestly, Vivian, I do wish you wouldn't ask me that. You know I've absolutely no idea who he is.
Well, Vivian, you never told us your mother was a bartender.
Well, she was a shoplifter when I knew her.
She doesn't look strong enough.
Hey?
To lift shops.
That'll be £28.50, Vivian.
I've only got a fiver.
I'll have to ring in the watch. Well, aren't you going to introduce me to your friend?
Hiya. This is a friend of mine called Mike. This is a friend of mine called Neil.
Hello.
And that's a complete bastard I know called Rick.
He's just joshing, Mrs. Vivian. We're actually terrific friends.
Oh, well, he is a bastard, isn't he?
Tell me, Mrs. Vivian, why did you give him a girl's name?
Now, dear, why don't you come over here and tell me what you've been doing for the last 10 years?
Okay, Mum.
Not you. Is it Faith? Him.
Thank you. I knew I should have stayed at home.
Yeah,
bloody hippie food.
Are you coming, Mike? Or are you still talking to the old bag about your herpes?
Perfectly simple, Neil. It's because you're conservative.
Well, I think pubs are bourgeois.
Right, Mike.
All right. Let's go.
Of course, you see, I look at life like this. Why is that problems? Again. Had a heavy bust up this morning with my lady.
WPC.
I don't know, I never could remember her name. It's got a four in it. It's got a four, because I remember it. It's a round one like that.
Has it got a tail?
Yeah. It's a Q.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Been going out? In years.
How long?
In years. I reckon if I played my cards right, I would have,
Peter in the groin.
No, the other one.
Slept with her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon I could have slept with her. If it wasn't for something you said. Well, we had a row and, I said something about the Pope.
It's a bit stupid, you know, she's Catholic.
Yeah, I know she's Catholic. I didn't know the Pope was.
It's a laugher, isn't it? What? That noise you make in the back of your throat when you hear a joke.
Yeah, that's a laugh.
Do you know what?
There are now more tin cans than there are people. Neil, do you want to see my new trick? Mike, do you want to see my new trick?
No, I'm busy with the paper.
Rick!
No, I don't, Vivian. I've got something more important to think about, actually.
Look! Watch my trick, you bastards, or I'll kill you! Brilliant, eh?
Oh, dear. Wrong finger.
Hey, Vivian. Vivian. I think you cut off one of your fingers.
Hey, listen to this. Under the new ruling, all a student needs to qualify for an increased grant is a numcle-pukajul-fitumuch from the local authority.
What was that, Rick?
A numcle-pukajul-fitumuch.
Don't you read The Guardian, Neil?
What's a fitumuch?
Now I've got 3 minutes.
Yeah. It doesn't seem to make any sense. Neil, have you just farted?
No, I don't think so, Rick, no.
Well, there's a horrible farty smell in here, and it's definitely not from my bottom.
Well, I'm going to the drawing room. This is worse than cattle business.
Better?
Knackers.
Was it you that farted, Mike?
Who can tell, Neil? I'm a strange guy.
I'll deal with that spotty Herbert later. Oh, look, a little girl. Meditate on this.
Hey! I just had a great idea. Why don't we go and see a film?
Yes, yes, let's go and see a film. Where's the local paper, Mike?
It's in the local paper shop, Neil. Where do you think?
Right. Hey, Rick.
Yes?
I'm just going down the local paper shop, okay? That's funny, I don't remember ramming a skewer into my head.
I don't believe it.
Sambo. Well, Mr. Sambo Darky Coon, I've got your number. You're nicked.
Is there anything the matter, officer?
Oh, dear me. Don't we talk lovely, Mr. Rastus Chocolate Drop. Now, listen here, son. I've done a weekend's training with the SAS. I could pull both your arms off and leave no trace of violence. Lord Scarman, he'd never know.
What seems to be the trouble, officer?
That's white man's electricity you're burning, ringing that bell. That's the thing. I've got your number, so hold out your head.
Officer, I represent Kellogg's Cornflakes Car Competition.
Oh. Sorry, John. I thought you was a nigger. Officer, carry on.
Hey, guess what, kid? You've won a new Ford Tippex.
Come in, Patunch. Your time is up.
I think you got the wrong house.
What a piece of luck.
God. What a boring day.
I went to the local paper shop, but they didn't have a local paper.
Well, they obviously don't come from this area now.
Hey, guys. Tomorrow, why don't we, as just a suggestion, why don't we try going into college?
Now, Neil, now listen. Things may be bad, but there's no need to panic. No. I'm just going to treat this problem like my mattress and sleep on it. Good night.
Who's been gobbing in my lentils?
Yes! Who's been gobbing in our lentils?
Sod it. Let's go to McDonald's.